If you negotiate with your knee before standing up, you're losing that argument. Joint Relief Institute treats joint pain fast. And yes, it's covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000 as in zero pain.
Karen and I sort of share when we can, when there's no football games, when there are no basketball games, when there are no hockey games, we share a portion of Sunday afternoons on this very show. Karen has a wonderful show that is wildly informative, and I follow that. I miss seeing you, Karen.
I miss you too, but it's really nice to hear your dulcet tones early in the morning as opposed to in the afternoon. It's going to start my day the right way.
Well, it's a hard way to wake up, Karen Conti. You have a number of things we can talk about, but I am currently, and I think you can bring some incredible insight to this, the Ketanji Jackson presence in front of those people who call themselves senators. What do you make of it so far? I mean, you know, I think a lot of people want to get back at the world for the way the last Supreme Court nominee was treated. What do you make of it? She seems unbelievably smart and together, frankly.
Well, and pleasant and poised and all of that. And she's super educated and she's super experienced with different areas. I mean, the first public defender we've ever had as a Supreme Court justice nominee. So all of the other ones that have never worked, you know, as a public defender. And I think it's really important when you have a court, not only to have gender diversity and race diversity, but people from different walks of life. What like to represent somebody with no money? She is extremely poised, but this whole thing is a grandstand. And I read some journalists who said asking senators not to grandstand is like asking a river to flow backwards. And, you know, this is more about their grandstanding.
Yeah.
And sometimes she doesn't even answer the question because there's no question.
I know. It's kind of, to me, it's kind of, it's kind of obscene, frankly. And I think it diminishes some of the people grandstanding. It's a weird and, to me, disturbing show. I think she'll be confirmed. What do you think?
Well, it's just about the numbers. It's a political confirmation process. So they say that the Democrats, if they all vote for her, she will be confirmed. If any of Democrats deviate, there may be an issue. But she just is so well qualified, and it's just, it makes sense that she's going to be confirmed. And, you know, it's these proceedings have really devolved. And and on one hand, I understand the Republicans didn't like the way their last two candidates were treated, but the way to do it is not to do it back, I guess.
Exactly. Karen, you are a delightful person, but you are one of the smartest people I know and a very incisive observer of that. The other thing that I'd love to talk to you about is, frightening as it is, what is this, 1820? South Carolina bringing back the firing squad. That is very, very disturbing to me.
Well, you know, it's interesting because 27 states still have the death penalty. Two still have gas. Eight still have the option of electrocution. So a lot of states will give the defendant an option. Isn't that sweet and nice?
Yeah.
So you either get that lethal injection or you get the firing squad. But you know what's interesting, and I've studied this and taught death penalty in law school, firing squad is probably one of the most painless ways to die. That lethal injection machine has really messed up in a lot of
instances. Oh, no kidding.
So really, the truth of the matter is that's the quickest way. Actually, the guillotine is probably the quickest way, but no one wants to see that. It's unfortunate that we still have these things, but it is pretty efficient.
Did you just said 27 states still have the death penalty?
They do.
Wow.
They do. But that's not being really used as much as
right.
It used to be.
Absolutely.
Right? So, and so the states in the South, you have Texas and Florida, are big users of the death penalty. Virginia actually just abolished it, which is amazing because they were a big advocate of the death penalty. It's really falling out of favor. I think this generation, with all the police brutality and George Floyd, they just don't really favor it as much as back in the 80s and 90s, where the approval rate was in the 80s. 80% of most people wanted the death penalty, but as you know, we don't have the death penalty in Illinois as of 2011.
George Ryan.
A lot of people, yeah, walk around saying, you know, I miss it. I really miss that death penalty.
Those are people I don't want to go to dinner with. The thing about it, I think also, and you know this better than I, that the rise of many innocence projects around the country, proving that some people have been in jail for 40 years. Oh my God, we're actually innocent. The notion that you might be killing an innocent person, that has to fuel this anti-death penalty movement, doesn't it?
Well, it absolutely did in Illinois, if you remember.
Oh, no question. Posley at the Tribune.
He did, you know, he was instrumental in that. But, I mean, George Ryan, who had been an advocate for the death penalty his whole life as a conservative, fairly conservative Republican when it came to crime, you know, there were 12 innocent people let off death row. I mean, not just technicalities, actual innocence, and 12 were executed.
Yes.
So we had a batting average that really wasn't very good. And even he said, I can't do this anymore. I can't be the one pulling the trigger when innocence is really an issue.
Good for him. Karen, it's great to talk to you. I wish we could get, you know, be on for an hour. One day we'll do it when we're back at full strength on Sunday nights. But give my best to your husband, Jerry, who comes in with you I guess he's like a bodyguard.
He is.
But I love seeing him, too. And I love talking to you, and I love seeing you, too.
Good to see you. Good
you
night
too,
talking
Karen.
To you, Rick. Take care.
Karen, take care. Take care. That, ladies and gentlemen, was the one and only Karen Conti.